The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, we are on the road again. Road again. I know, quit singing, Chauncey. Talk about the outdoors. Well, we're definitely out on the road because we've been through the Memphis and Huntsville, Alabama, and we're now been at the Birmingham, Alabama, for the Major League Fishing Red Crest Tournament. That's right. That's where we're at. And this is the big tournament going on. It's a huge, huge outdoor expo being held at the Bonjour Center today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. It started yesterday. It's a great big outdoor show. Plenty of booths, a lot of big name manufacturers are here and all kinds of things in honor of the MLF, Major League Fishing Red Crest Tournament. And boy, if you also want to get hooked, all you have to do today is watch your computer screen, and you got today and tomorrow the final round of the bass fishing legends of MLF competing against each other, and you can watch it live online. That's right. It's going on right now, so don't leave my show yet, but you can watch it at MajorLeagueFishing.com. Let me repeat that, MajorLeagueFishing.com, and see the live competition and expert commentary going on all at one time. Oh, don't miss it. It's a great time. But on today's show, we're going to have Kathy Fennell. She's the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Major League Fishing, who's going to talk to us about the evolution of MLF, as it's called, and the great tournament itself, and where it came from, and how it just kept building blocks on top of each other, and it's really a grand event now. We're also going to have, yes, the GOAT. You're going, who? No, the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Kevin Van Dam. He is the greatest bass angler that has ever picked up a fishing rod and reel in 36 years that he's been competing in bass fishing tournaments, and is fishing this very last tournament this weekend of his career. He qualified for it last year, and we will hopefully talk to him about what's on page two of what he's going to be doing, because he's not leaving the industry. He's not, trust me, Kevin will never retire, but he's got a lot of other great things that he's going to do, and we're going to learn about it from him, I'm sure. And like I said, it's a remarkable career. If you ever look at it, you'll just you understand why he's the GOAT. Okay. And more important, we're going to talk maybe about our friendship that I have forged together with him in over 23 years of tournaments and fishing that I am really honored and blessed with. We will then have more outdoor information and hopefully Aiden's Fishing Report. I didn't see one yet, but I'll look in before we get to that part of the show in the final segment of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you never know who's going to call in. That's the other important thing. You never know who's going to call into the program and talk to us. Oh, okay, we did this, we did that. Hey, you got to remember to tell all of your friends to tune in and listen with either the ESPN Chicago app or go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show and many other shows that are in the library. And or you can subscribe for free and have it delivered to your house. Not your house, but in your computer, your phone, whatever it is. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, but don't forget to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, lay back, make yourself a sandwich, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever time you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest. Oh, I can hear a phone ringing. I wonder who's calling. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I am with Mark Daniels Jr. He's been on my show, I think, 4, maybe 5 times over the years. But, Mark, this is your number 4 Red Crest tournament. And what's it like doing this 4 times in a row, coming up to the batter's box, and you grab that bat, and you're getting your feet separated, and you're holding that stick, and you're going to swing at that fastball. What's up?
Yeah, it's a good deal, man. It's a good feeling. You know, we work really hard to make these events. This one was no different. I had a really challenging season last year, and I think I was like 39th out of 40 to slide in. So I'm really happy and excited to be here. This is going to be an interesting week, man. We got a lot of change of conditions. Fish are on the move, sliding up to go spawn, everywhere in between, out on bait. I mean, there's just a lot of things going on. And so a guy's going to have to be very intentional with what they do this week to pull it off.
But, you know, it's not just you've done this. I mean, everybody doesn't do this 4 times, in 4 out of 5 times. I mean, that's a really good caliber of what kind of an angler you are.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, man. You know, I fish hard. I work really hard at this game, you know, and at the end of the day, it's championships, I feel like, somewhat define you as an angler, those that can consistently make it to the show. And like I said earlier, you got to be in it in order to even have a chance to win it. And so, you know, I think just the hard work and the preparation that I put in throughout the season is what allows me to come back and make it, you know, several times like I have. And we got to get ourselves a W from one of these bad boys soon.
I think getting a W would be really a good concept for you. First of all, I want to be sitting in front of you when you jump off the stage about 12 feet and the screaming and the yelling and the hooping and hollering and stuff. But, I mean, now you – where's your home? Where did you start out fishing?
I mean, I'm from California originally. So the California Delta is my home pond. I've been really stressing MLF to try to go west at some point, which we haven't. But I've been here in Alabama for the last 11 years. I live south of here, about 2 hours. And so I don't get up here to Lay Lake that much, to be quite honest. But there's a lot of, you know, it's a famed tournament fishery. We all know this. But between me and Lay Lake, there's a few other lakes that I prefer to fish that are closer, that are, I'm not going to call them better, they're just different fisheries, and I fish them quite a bit. But, you know, this is not a local lake, but I am kind of close.
Well, okay. So, but, you know, the other thing is, I know because you fish so many of the other lakes in the south here, you know, east of the Mississippi River in Texas. I mean, they're talking about some cold mornings coming up for you at this tournament, aren't they? And which is going to make, the water's not going to change the temperature that quick. It's only, you know, even if it got down to 30 degrees or 25 degrees, which it's not going to get that cold, it's not going to change the water temperature. So the fish are still going to be reacting the way they've kind of normally been reacting, I would think. But, you know, how you guys figure out when, I mean, it's like you sit there in that boat, you turn the key and you go, now what? I just, that blows my mind. I can't figure out how you do what now what is.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the whole preparation part comes in. You know, like I said, we spend a lot of time on the water, man, in between events. We're on the water all the time. And so we kind of have a gauge as conditions change on what we should do, which doesn't always align up with what the fish are doing or what we should be doing. But we kind of gauge it like, this is what I probably should do. And this week is no different. You know, the fish are on the move. They're doing all sorts of different things. And weather's going to be the biggest changing factor we're going to deal with this week. Some of the lows are a little bit low, and we got a lot of rain coming. And that's going to change up fishing areas drastically, in my opinion. So the ones who adjust the best are going to succeed in this event.
Okay. So, and I'm not even going to ask you what you're going to be throwing because it's going to be everything in the tackle box. I already know that. I'm not going to ask that question. But I think you're right. The rain's going to put a big damper on a lot of action. That's going to mess you up a lot, don't you?
Yeah, that, and, you know, this is a current-driven lake. Alabama Power dams on both ends of the lake, so they're always pulling current, and based on the rain amount, they have to pull more or less, you know, which raises and lowers the water as well. And so when I say changing conditions, we're not only talking about rain or sunshine. We're talking about rising water, lowering water, dirty water influx, clean water, and finding that balance between all of that and yet still figuring out what those bass are doing. So literally countless different things changing that could go one way or another that we're going to have to manage this week.
All right. Well, that sounds good, my friend. Everybody's been talking to Mark Daniels Jr. He's been with MLF for 5 years.
Season six,
he's been with us. I could remember all the years. But I just want to thank you for coming on, and good luck. And I hope I see you do that 12-foot jump at the end of the weekend here, okay?
Sounds good, man. Thank you, Chauncey. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back.
But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590. And tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Whether you're listening to us anywhere east of the Mississippi or to our audience that's in Europe, hey, I know, it's only midday over there, but that's okay. We're with Kathy Fennell, who is the part of MLF for... You must have started when you were 12 years old, Kathy.
Well, I've been very fortunate to be able to be a part of this industry and this sport for a very long time. And yes, I date back all the way back to the Operation Bass days.
Yeah. Operation Bass. Now, it's, and I know you're only, like I said, you're only 12 then. But, you know, really, MLF has become a growing powerhouse within the bass fishing audience and industry. Literally, not just across the country, but around the world, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, the uniqueness, especially at the highest level of competition here at the Bass Pro Tour, you know, with the catchway, immediate release, live scoring, on the water format, I mean, it's something that you don't get anywhere else. And so I think that has really been the catalyst, you know, for the strength of Major League Fishing.
Right. And really, it's a way of putting everything that bass fishing is meant to be, because anglers are catching, you know, all kinds of fish and they're releasing them. And it's cool, so cool that you also release them on the spot back to where technically the fish is going to be happy to go back to, I would think, right?
Absolutely. And obviously, I mean, we run traditional events as well, you know. I mean, as a matter of fact, that's the majority of our tournaments still. But I do think, you know, as far as for the future and being able to, the thing that was always missing, it seems, in the past, you know, people talk about the sport of fishing and want to watch professional fishing, but, you know, the anglers leave and then you have to wait for them to come back at the end of the day and to find out, you know, what happened and how they did. And so now to really to be able to live stream that all day long, and for the fans and the audience to be able to follow that along all day long, you know, that's something that they just didn't had the opportunity for in the past. So it's great.
But Kathy, what I've learned is, and it's so well done. It's so well done online, and you can watch this and everything else. But I don't know how to put this without sounding really weird. Like, it's crack cocaine with scales. I mean, you hook me in. I have work to do, Kathy.
Well, that's the goal. And so it's working, but you're right. I mean, you know, you're watching the competition and you're watching to see who makes it. You're watching that cut line to see, you know, when it gets down to those last few minutes, to see who's going to be able to advance the next day. There's just so much going on out there. And you're getting to watch these anglers, you know, who are just incredible as far as, you know, their abilities. And so to just be able to watch them and the talent out there, and to see that all happening and play out live, it's pretty amazing.
The other thing I love too is, you know, it's an open mic on those boats, right?
It is an open mic on those boats. Yeah, absolutely. And so you get a lot of the reality of everything and all the emotion that they're feeling throughout the day.
Right. You said it's all the emotions. And I have to admit that all the times I watch, the anglers have always been very professional, and you didn't hear what normally goes on a boat. But you could hear that emotion, you know. But it just shows that they're in it, right?
Absolutely. The anglers that compete at the Bass Pro Tour they're the best. They're the best of the best. And like you say, there is a lot of emotion. There's a lot on the line for them with every cast. And so you get that emotion, but you also, they are professionals. And so you get that part of it too.
Yeah. Now, you know,
so many of these anglers that, you know, are here, you know, this one has to be Kevin Van Dam's last professional tour. He's not leaving, trust me. He's going to be very busy in this industry. But there's so many other great anglers that their names, when you say their name, everybody recognizes them. And young kids that I want to be like Mike, you know, when, you know, Michael, you know, Jordan was playing for the Bulls. I mean, they're seeing these are the guys that they want to become down the road. And the way you've got things structured, the way you're, the MLF is what do you want to say, you know, dedicated to conservation and the health of the fish. And the sponsors you have only are the ones that say, we're on the same boat with you, and we want to make this work to the 10th degree because we like your fishing, your rules, your conservation, and the excitement.
You're absolutely right. I mean, these guys. I mean, they are the anglers that everyone else looks up to. You know, the beauty of Major League Fishing is that, you know, we offer a level at every level. You know, everything from high school to college, and so there's that pathway that you can work right up through to get to the top. You know, mm-hmm. at the top of the field, and these guys clearly at this level, they're the role models, and they're the people who are there. That's who the other anglers are watching, and they're aspiring to be. There's no doubt.
Now, MLF, you know, started, I can't remember exactly what year it started, but I mean, this is something that has been a graduation down the road. We mentioned Operation Bass. It's starting, you know, and then you brought other people in, and this isn't something that just came out overnight. This is something that has been carefully placed. It's like you're building your blocks, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, Major League Fishing launched the Bass Pro Tour in 2019. And, you know, we were very fortunate. Like we said, you know, I date back several years and have been very blessed to be a part of this industry and this sport and work with such wonderful people over this time. But, you know, all the way back to the Operation Bass days, and then that evolved for me personally into what was FLW. And then in 2019, Major League Fishing purchased FLW. And so it's like that's the time when it just cemented everything together, everything from, you know, the high school, the entry level, all the way up to the working man circuit, the BFLs, to the Toyota series for that step up. And then you just keep moving forward. And so very proud to, like I say, Major League Fishing put an umbrella over all of that. And so it's pretty incredible, the opportunities.
Exactly. And, you know, once again, everybody, we're at the Red Crest Tournament Championship down in Birmingham, Alabama. And in this room, you know, we've got not just the best of the best anglers, Kathy. We've got Mossy Oak, Lowrance, Mercury, Toyota, Bass Pro Shops, Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cotton, General Tire, Starbright. I think I missed somebody. I can't remember. But, I mean, these are the people that are saying yes to what this is. And they're, A, being very nice and accommodating to all the anglers, which is great. But they're also being here at the show. Now, you've got one heck of an outdoor show that's happening also here for this weekend, don't you?
We certainly do. At the BJCC, we're really excited on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 6. And we'll have our outdoor expo. The anglers will be coming back here at the end of each day, and there'll be an opportunity to be able to engage with them. We'll have other of our qualifier, the Bass Pro Tour anglers and anglers from other circuits that aren't competing here, but they'll be there in the show meeting fans and greeting them. And so it's really going to be a great event. And to your point, we couldn't do any of this without our sponsors. And so our sponsors are just like our anglers and just like our media, like yourself. I mean, what we have are the best in the field that are converged right here. So we're very excited about it.
And, you know, just to, you know, the people that are part of this, that's the show, the outdoor show that you're going to have here at the Red Crest Tournament. I mean, we're not just talking 5 or 10 booths. We're talking a huge convention center full of stuff. And I mean stuff, people. That's the only word I can come up with, that you can see fishing lures from this company, you know, jigs from this company, rods from this company, reels from this company, stuff from this company, Abu Garcia, this here, that there, you know, St. Croix. I mean, there's so many things for people to look at, touch, and feel. There's tons of stuff. But you said something I forgot to mention to people. One of the best things a fisherman wants, that warm, fuzzy feeling of meeting their idol. I really like Brett Eiler. I really like Edwin Evers. I like Andy Morgan. I like Kevin Van Dam. And you can they want you to walk up to them in the show, right?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone that you just mentioned, in addition to all these other anglers, they really, you know, they realize the importance of their fan base, and they truly do. I mean, there's a great appreciation there and recognition and respect. And so, yeah, it's a great opportunity to come out and meet your heroes in the sport. Like you said, there's a ton of stuff, exhibitors and great sponsors who are here supporting. And plus, then, as always, there's always great giveaways. And so there's a lot of, in addition to, you know, we've got huge screens over there, and we'll have our watch party all day long. So you can watch the competition and be able to enjoy the expo at the same time. And so it's going to be a great event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And the one thing I've noticed about any time MLF has a big event, a show event, an outdoor show we're going to have here. If you've got young kids, you need to bring them, because you may not get any free stuff, but your kids are going to walk out with a bag full, right?
Absolutely, and we have a special kids zone area, and so yeah, there's tons to do at every age here, and so hope you come out.
So, like I said, with all of this and more, do you got anything in the future you want to sneak in a little bit? Not even, you don't have to tell me, just maybe a hint, hint, hint.
Oh, I wish I could, but you know, right now, I mean, we've had a great year. It's kicked off a great year for 2024. This is going to be a great event, and we still, I said, even though the clock ticks quickly, you know, I mean, we're already going to be mid March now, but we've got a lot of great things coming this year, and a lot of big plans for the future. I mean, the main thing is that the goal is always to make sure that we're moving forward, you know, in this sport, and I think the Catchway release, the live scoring, that's a perfect example, but just always moving forward for the fans and for our sponsors and for our anglers, you know.
Exactly, and that's one of the things I really, MLF, you're not saying, okay, that's a good idea, you're saying, this is a cool idea, how do we do it? It may not work, but you say, how do we do it, and then figure out, well, we can't do it, or oh my God, we could do this. And it turns out to be the most unbelievable thing on the face of the earth. So that's what the cool thing about a staff and everybody that works for MLF, wherever they are in the country, they are. It's not just one person. It's a whole team behind all these anglers that are making the event so great for us to enjoy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the Major League Fishing staff is the best in the world. And I've been very blessed throughout my career to always work for dreamers, you know, and to your point is that, you know, it's never about being just satisfied with status quo. It's always looking at, you know, now how do we keep pushing the envelope beyond that?
Well, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today. And they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Anglers Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And the voice that you hear, I think it's on the second segment of the show that says, "This is Kevin Van Dam. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors." Well, you don't have to hear it again because he's standing next to me, Kevin Van Dam. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, Chauncey.
This is your last fishing tournament, but I know you're not walking away from the outdoors and fishing and hunting and all kinds of stuff, but you've got to be just trying to get the next page. We're turning that page to page two to have some fun for yourself and to work hard.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I've competed for 33 years and I've had a lot of fun with it. You know, last year I made the announcement that it was going to be my final season, and fortunately I had a good year and qualified for Red Crest. So, you know, we're here, hopefully love to close it out with one more win, but yeah, I'm you know, starting a television show, and just, you know, I'm been a fan of the sport my whole life, and I love the outdoors as a whole, and I'm really going to continue on with that and basically have a little more flexible schedule. You know, I won't be locked into the tour schedule, but I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be, you know, out and about doing a lot of things, and we're still going to be doing a lot of things with our foundation. You know, we seem to be ramping that up, adding more habitat projects and stocking programs and conservation efforts and things like that. So there's always something that I'm working on.
Exactly. Now, tell me a little bit more about that foundation, because I don't think people are quite aware of what you're doing with it.
Yeah, so the Kevin Van Dam Foundation, Sherry and I started it. Gosh, man, it's, I don't even know how many years ago now, but quite a few. But basically, we support different youth fishing initiative projects and things like, so we'll supply gear and do grants to kids fishing camps and programs. We also, you know, do everything from habitat projects, conservation-wise, you know. We put mossback fish habitat in a lot of different lakes. We do some stocking programs. We support college fishing. We do scholarships through our foundation as well. Just about anything that, you know, that you could possibly think of from a conservation standpoint, or to help kids enjoy the sport of fishing more, and not just bass fishing, but really all of it. It's not, you know, most kids don't start out bass fishing, so. But that's just the platform that I have, so that's where we've done, and we've done a lot for our children's hospital And, man, I've done stuff for March of Dimes and St. Jude's and stuff through that. But our main focus is fishing and conservation.
One of the things that I got involved with a number of years ago was the Ronald McDonald House Foundation in Chicagoland area. And we do a sporting clay event in September that we raise $325,000 in 2 days. Kevin, I'm exhausted at the end of that.
It is, but, you know, people that are, you know, like-minded in the outdoors, they love to support stuff like that. And we've had great support for our foundation, you know, over the years. But, yeah, just really trying to be even bigger and better. You know, I've got a great platform and a voice for some of these issues and initiatives that are out there conservation-wise. And it's even going to be more important going forward in the future to be an advocate, you know. So that's something that I want to do.
That's cool. Are you going to wind up doing a little bit of fun? Remember, there's a three-letter word, fun fishing. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's always fun. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you have to do that. But I love the competition of tournaments. But filming, you know, television show is very much similar to that. You know, it's you're out there. You've got a whole crew there expecting you to do it, and it's Mother Nature that controls the fish. So, I mean, you can't pick the best days, and, you know, you're going to schedule it based on what you think might be a good time, but, you know, the weather always can have an effect and stuff. So it makes it a chore, but I love it. And, you know, I mean, it's no different than what I've done for my whole career. I just got to do it now with a camera there all the time.
What about the greatest day in the state of Michigan, November 15th?
Yeah, well, there'll be no television shows on that day, but you never know. I mean, I'd like to maybe branch out into more outdoors content. I'd like to do hunting-based stuff as it is, but that's kind of a tradition that I haven't really missed in a long time and don't want to any soon. I love to deer hunt, but I love a lot of the other seasons as well, and it's just all part of being, you know, an outdoorsman.
A number of years ago, we did a video on turkey hunting, and all I'm going to say is, warning, turkey hunting and videos are always hard to do, but that's so cool. But I mean, you know, your kids are now in their 20s, I think?
Yep. 27 now, so I mean, yeah, they're growing up, kind of finding their own way, doing their own things as well, but hopefully we can keep them involved in the KVD Outdoors business.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I've said to so many times to people, it's not just you fishing these tournaments. It's not you going to these sports shows. It's not all of that. There is somebody behind Kevin Van Dam that makes it all possible, and she's standing right over there.
Yeah, no, she's the brains of the operation for sure, and does a lot of work. She doesn't like to be in front of the camera or enjoy the spotlight, but she's always there watching and working, and she's, you know, my number one fan and supporter. And we've worked together my whole career to, you know, to create the brand and who we are. And she doesn't get much of the credit for it, but she's definitely the main reason.
Yes, she is. And I've seen it, and a lot of other people in the industry, maybe the fans don't see it, or people are watching on television or listening to interviews don't hear about it. But, you know, Sherry has been, you know, the main person that makes sure it's not just you doing it, it's you and her doing it. And I think that's what people really need to realize.
Yeah, no, she's, you know, my business manager first and foremost through all of these things. And so she works tirelessly to make sure that everything's set. And she is really good at what she does. She's done it a long time. And again, doesn't like to be, she doesn't like to take credit, but I give her all the credit.
You have to do that. And once again, everybody, we're talking with Kevin Van Dam at the Red Crest here. This is his last official tournament that he's in, but it's just like he's turning a page, and he's going to be doing TV and some other stuff. His foundation, he's going to be putting so much effort into with him and his family and other people. It's just he's not walking away. That's the killer. You're not retiring, right?
Definitely not. I mean, I made the mistake of saying last year that I'm retiring from tournament fishing, and everybody just thinks, oh, you're retiring. Good luck with your retirement. But I'm not. You know, I mean, changing careers. Basically, I'm starting a new business, which is really hard and challenging. So, but it's a lot of fun. I like that. I mean, it's motivating to me. Not that I have had a great career in fishing and tournament fishing, but I love teaching people to be more successful out there. And that's what we really want to do. We want to make it entertaining show, but also educational and fun.
Exactly. Now, I know you're going to probably down the road maybe doing a couple appearances at different sports shows and thing like that. And the one of the things I've said is, you know, you and several, you know, Kelly Jordan and other people have been, you want people to walk up and say hello, have a photo taken. Just that's part of your life. You guys love that.
Yeah, no, I do. I do a lot of appearances. You know, Bass Pro Shops has, been a sponsor of mine, supporter since day one, and for my whole career. And I love going to the Spring Classics or, you know, the different events that they have, and just being around the fans. You know, I mean, obviously at tournaments you're going to see that, but sports shows and events like that, that's when you really get to see a lot of the people that have supported me my whole career.
You, and also, as a professional fisherman or somebody who talks on the radio, you don't realize how many people really watch, listen, or hang on to you until they walk up to you and grab your hand, and they shake it a little too hard sometimes. Everybody, don't shake the hand so hard, all right? But, you know, they shake your hand and say, I like what you do. And you kind of sit back and go, wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, there it is. I've been very fortunate in my career to be able to be a part of so many great things, and you can't do it without the support of fans. That's why I have, you know, all the sponsors that I have. I mean, you look at my jersey, it's covered with logos. That's not by accident, and it's because of the fans. I mean, that's and at the end of the day, that's who I've always really worked for. That's been, they're my bosses, and so you have to treat them right, you know.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me some of the time of your day. And like I said, I didn't want to talk about all the 36 years because I've gone through about 27 of it with you. And, been around when you had the, you know, championships, been around you and your wife and your family. And, I mean, I have grown as you have grown in this industry. And I appreciate everything you and they all have done. And but every time I see your kids, I go, I'm getting old.
Yeah, it goes fast. We definitely have seen a lot together down the road. Had some great moments, you know. A lot of times behind the scenes, you know, in those classics, you were there for them, and so you know what it's like. So,
once again, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on.
You bet, man. Thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, trolling, trolling.
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I hope you're enjoying today's Chauncey's Great Outdoors while I'm down here in a very warm Birmingham, Alabama. Make sure you go to MajorLeagueFishing.com and check out the tournament today and tomorrow, the final. And there's all kinds of great stuff going on here. We'll probably hear more about it next week. And I'll try to get a couple more interviews from some of my favorite anglers like Edwin Evers and others. But first of all, let's get the Aiden Fishing Report out of the way so I don't get yelled at from his mother. It says, Grandpa, hockey is over. Good. So Dad and I took a longer ride all over the place. In Grand Haven, we saw two fishermen catching brown trout on spawn sacks. That was pretty cool. We then rode up to Muskegon, and we watched pier and shore anglers catching brown trout and some steelhead on spawn. Not many, but a few. The shore anglers were using orange spoons and body baits, but the guys said that the wind made it hard a couple of days ago, so they didn't come out. My dad's friend called me and said that he was trolling the shoreline where he was able to find a brown trout, lake trout, and steelhead, but he said he had to watch the wind and had to get off the water because it started getting ugly. Dad and I went to fish the St. Joe River in Berrien Springs and Niles, and we saw a few steelhead, both caught in both areas. Hope you're having fun at the Red Crest tournament. Maybe Mom will let me go with you sometime, but I would have to take off from school. That's okay with me, but probably not her. Hope to see you soon. Remember, bring me some cool stuff from the show. Love, your fishing pro in training, Aiden. And that was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. They have Lund boats, low boats, and a lot more stuff out there. Okay, let's get some other outdoor information. The 2024 Illinois spring trout fishing season, this is inland trout, will open on Saturday, April 6th at 58 ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state. The daily harvest limit for each angler is 5 trout. For the 2024 spring trout season, no trout may be taken from any stock sites between March 15th and the opening at 5 a.m. or when they open the gate, don't get upset, April 6th. Anyone attempting to harvest trout before the legal harvest season will be issued a citation from the conservation police. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is beginning to sell bonus harvest authorizations for the 2024 spring turkey season. Hey, I'm interested in this one. On Monday, March 18th, with a designated sale date for each zone. That's an important thing. Remember, known as leftover permits, what they were called, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild license portal, or you can go to a license agent, somebody that sells them in a store. Sales begin at 10 a.m. and run through midnight each day. Both hunters who missed the spring turkey drawing deadline last December and those seeking additional harvest authorizations may purchase these bonus applications. Muskegon River. Oh, we're back in Michigan here. Muskegon River anglers need to be on a lookout for the Michigan DNR personnel collecting walleye eggs below Croton Dam this spring. Collections, they do it with an electrofishing boat, and they'll be starting probably around Monday or Tuesday, the 18th or so. Sunday's the 18th, so 19th, 20th, and it's going to run through about April 12th or until the walleye leave. Anglers, you need to avoid these collection programs because they're running electricity in the water, their boats are moving around, so just give them a wide berth. Fish downstream. That's going to be the best thing to do with, and you're going to enjoy it. They're trying to collect 23 million walleye eggs from the Muskegon River this year, which will result in fry that they raise to about 2.5 inches, and then they stock them late in the spring and early summer throughout the state of Michigan. So that's kind of a cool thing. Fishing. Hey, you know what's going to happen pretty soon here? What? Well, it did. It happened yesterday. LaSalle Lake opened. That's right. It opened on Friday yesterday. And while fishing can be good, it's a high lake. That means the dikes around the lake that make it a lake raise the water level so that when the wind is blowing, it could get pretty hairy out there, and that's a very important thing to know. So you got to be careful. Always check before you go, because it may not be windy here, but it could be windy there. Give them a call at 815-640-8099. Let me repeat that. 815-640-8099. It may take a little bit of time for them, for the machine to answer the phone. So don't just hang up at 3 or 4 or 5 rings. Let it ring about 30 seconds and the machine should kick in. Okay. Chain of Lakes Captain Tony told me that panfish, stripers, and crappie were in some of the channels. If you were in the deeper channels by my buddy's house where he said was able to fish, I was catching crappies. I caught enough for dinner and then I was off and running. Braidwood Lake, water temp is about mid-60s. It should be warmer than that, I think. But bass, cats, stripers are being caught. Wind could be a little bit of a problem out there. Shore anglers were getting bluegill and catfish. But once again, they were watching the wind and just the weather that's out there. And we're having some rain for a while. It's going to get a little mixed up out there. Manistee, a mix of steelhead, coho, salmon, brown trout, we're all being caught by anglers off the piers using spawn, but the problem with Western Michigan is a lot of strong high winds have been making it difficult to do that fishing. And that's very important when you're talking Lake Michigan because it could get ugly. Even shore fishermen can have a problem when they're trying to fish and the waves are a little bit too big for you to be out there. Fox River, McHenry Dam, Captain Tony said him and my buddy Darren were down there and they were looking for walleyes using quarter or less jig with a good sized minnow, and they were taking a few fish. Catfish bite was really pretty good with night crawlers on the Fox River. He didn't get any, but he was talking to a couple of guys that were zeroing in on those catfish, and he said they did very, very well. Lakefront Chicago, it's really on and off, and I do mean that. Coho, browns, and some pikers. Pike are being caught in the harbors. If you got a flashy spoon or a big minnow under a bobber, you could wind up coming home with a pike. But coho and browns, on and off, some people say it's got to be bad weather for the coho, but that's not true. A little bit of wave is always better, but power liners, the numbers aren't there yet. Some are doing okay, but watch that. If you're in Northwest Indiana, I know that my good friend Mr. Kubal said that a lot of perch are still being taken by anglers on near the flats in the Indiana waters or the humps, and you got to watch those two locations. And don't take any more than you really, really need, because it's just a lot of fun to get out there and enjoy the day out in Northwest Indiana. So these are a lot of activities that are going on out there. And, you know, with trout season coming up and things like that, I got my first report of morel mushrooms. Yeah, I just had a heart palpitation. But morel mushrooms in southern Illinois, I may have to stop on the way home and just check a few of my favorite spots around, you know, Wren Lake, Perry County, Cairo. You never know. I may come home with a little basket of morel mushrooms. That would be a good thing early in the season. I like that whole concept. The other thing I want to make sure everybody knows is make sure you have your fishing licenses for this, you know, the new year. You don't want to be caught without the proper fishing licenses. If you've bought them already, that's great. But always have your license, and please read the fishing rules and regs. Even though you can say, hey, I've read them before, please read them again, because it's very important for you to know all the changes in the rules for this year. And ignorance is not a good excuse when a conservation officer is looking at your fish that is either too short or maybe you have too many and you didn't read the book of what the new harvest levels are. That's not just Illinois. That's any state that you fish, whether it's Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin will be kicking in soon, because next month they're going to have their big opener, which a lot of people are going to be fishing and checking out so, so many things. Okay, we did that. We did that. I'm trying to make sure we got everything done. But once again, I'm finishing up my show here at the Red Crest Tournament for Major League Fishing, which is the champion of champions here. And it is truly a great tournament. You can watch it on TV today at MajorLeagueFishing.com. See live on the boat. You can hear the anglers talking. You can watch them weigh the fish and cheer on your friends throughout the day. Okay, I think we covered everything. So I want to make sure you all listen to and like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors for more fishing updates and reports. Okay, got that. Well, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. He says, walk tall as the trees, live strong as the mountains, be gentle as the spring winds, keep the warmth of the summer sun in your heart, and the Great Spirit will always be with you. How very, very true, Apensui. That's a great one. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.